Let us offer the prayer for illumination. It's printed in your bulletin. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we have heard this story before. Is there more to learn? By your best efforts, open our hearts and minds to new insights, even despite our assumptions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Christian scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel according to John for Christ the King Sunday. Let us listen for God's word to us, starting at the 33rd verse of the 18th chapter. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A personal note. I probably wouldn't preach this sermon at too many churches, but you've always been generous and encouraged me to think differently. And I think that the church is in the need of a new theology concerning the relationship of church and politics. And so this is a personal journey of searching and thinking about it in a different way. It is not the way the church has taught it over the last couple of millennium, but I think is needed for this day and age. I offer it for your consideration and hope you'll think about it. And if you feel so led to come and talk or to share your thoughts about it with me. In this iconic dialogue, two worlds meet, symbolized by two men who represent completely different perspectives on life. One does not win and the other lose. They can't. They're in separate worlds. There is an uncrossable divide between them. Jesus explains that his angels would come to his aid if his realm was threatened. But the Roman soldiers and Pilate's power pose no threat. Their physical might cannot contain or suppress heaven. The Roman government will, in a few hours, crucify Jesus, but death has no eternal effect on God's kingdom. Death cannot stop the truth from being the truth. And by listening carefully, Pilate determines that Jesus' followers are not soldiers nor insurrectionists. What they threaten is Roman truth, not military power. Rome contends that he who defeats all enemies and ends war is the Prince of Peace, while Jesus contends that peace is a relationship with him and with God. It is dangerous, all the same, for Jesus and the disciples to question the opinion of the emperor. Our dead martyrs are proof that speaking the truth is as dangerous as a soldier wielding a gun. Demonstrators who bear witness to a truth about a given injustice are to be commended for their courage. They follow in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior. Our Christian paintings of this scene have led us to think of Jesus as a victim of politics. He looks complacent and defeated in most art, maybe because his hands are tied and his head is bowed. The artists have misunderstood John's story of what happened. In the fourth gospel, Jesus is never a victim, anytime, anywhere. Jesus is always in control and directing the events. In this dialogue, Jesus wonders if Pilate is actually interested in ultimate truth. and he asks him so. He is wondering if the Roman has crossed over to examine Jesus' teachings. Pilate immediately backs away and makes his infamous statement, "What is truth?" Jesus crosses the divide, and Pilate pushes him back. Pilate simply wants to maintain his authority and ward off the anger of Rome for not keeping the Roman peace in Palestine. At this point, Jesus doesn't comply. The conversation is simply over. There is no reason to talk. The two men go their separate ways. Pilate goes to a seat of power, and Jesus to embody the truth of heaven. For the next 400 years, the wisdom of this story was evident and true. The followers of Jesus had no monetary or military power to effect change on the world. They were simply bearers of the truth that enabled them to live in the realm of the kingdom. Then the Holy Roman Empire became a fusion of the two worlds, and the result was an abomination. Terrible things happen when religion wielded power. Our democracy creates the illusion of shared power and the ability to change others with our vote. We're trying to do what Jesus never tried to do, use power to bring the world around to our opinion. I think the theologies of third world countries are healthier than the theologies of American churches. They live under dictatorships, and there is no power to wield by commoners. They can only bear witness to the truth, just as Jesus did before Pilate. I'm convinced it is impossible to preach a faithful political sermon. It is a contradiction of two separate worlds. I am convinced it's impossible to legislate truth. Just because we get a law passed that reflects our opinion does not mean the problem is solved. I am convinced it is impossible to elect someone who embodies the faith. It may be theoretically possible for the reign of King David to return, but it will not be the kingdom of God, and Jesus will not be the king. I believe it is impossible for us to span the chasm between the world and heaven. In any given moment, we will stand in either one or the other. In which world we ground ourselves is our choice. We can try to manipulate family and friends and colleagues with vested authority to make them like us, or we can stand apart out of love and respect for our differences and bear witness to Jesus' love for us all. It is impossible for us to change the world. The world is what it is. No vote or speech will take away the reality in which we live. Jesus' reign is of hearts and souls. And we, with our feet in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, can offer words of grace and acceptance and hope and blessing and justice to all who feel crushed by powerlessness. We can make a difference in people's lives. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. May the truth of heaven be on our lips and in our hearts, every day and always.